The big question is, how does someone with MS actually improve their mobility, strength, energy, independence? The list goes on. My name is Dr. Gretchen Hawley, physical therapist and multiple sclerosis specialist. Welcome to the Missing Link podcast. Tune in as I share the top strategies and exercises to help you gain control over your life with MS using research-driven insights and advice from top industry experts. Whether you're newly diagnosed or have had MS for over 30 years, whether you have relapsing MS or progressive MS, this podcast is for you. You're sure to feel empowered and inspired after each episode. Ready? Let's dive in. Hello, and thank you so much for tuning in today. Today, we are going to be talking about knee locking, which can also be called knee hyperextension. And essentially, what I'm referring to is when you are standing or walking and your knee locks, it pushes backwards, so it straightens further. There's probably other names for this as well, but that's the action that we're referring to. And I'm just going to call myself out here and say that I am shocked that I have not talked about this on the podcast yet. Our very first episode for the Missing Link podcast was on September 8th of 2021. And in all of this time, we've talked about other knee-related symptoms like knee kissing when your knees fall inward, or if your knees buckle and they fall forward, or the advantage of bending your knee more when walking. But we have never specifically addressed knee locking or knee hyperextension. So I've been getting a lot of questions lately on this specific topic. So we are going to debunk it. We're going to take this topic and talk about all of the nitty-gritty details, including things like, why is this occurring in the first place? What exercises you can do for it? And are there any tools that can help? So let's first dive into, why is this happening? And of course, we could always think of the big, broad answer, which is likely MS is causing weakness. And this just happens to be one of the areas of weakness that I have. But let's dive in a little bit deeper, because it's really important to understand what muscles specifically are causing this symptom. If we don't know that, then we likely aren't doing the right exercises to improve it. So if you have the mindset of, yes, my knee locks or my knee hyperextends, it pushes back when I'm standing or when I'm walking, and it's due to leg weakness from MS, you might be focusing on leg strengthening exercises, but you're focusing on the wrong muscle group. You might be focusing on strengthening your hip flexors or your hamstrings, and neither of those will actually have an effect on your knee locking or knee hyperextending. So the reason that knee locking or knee hyperextension occurs is typically due to weak quadriceps muscles. So these are the muscles on the front of your thigh. So if you're sitting down right now and you put your hands on your lap, you're touching your quads. So the front of your thigh. There are four quad muscles, and one of them, one lucky winner, attaches at the hip and extends all the way beyond your knee. So that one in particular is responsible for knee locking. Your quad muscles are responsible for straightening your knee. So when you tighten your quad muscles, your knee will typically straighten. And this is a good thing. We want these muscles to work. But what we find happens in knee locking or knee hyperextension is the quadricep muscles are weak. And when they're weak, one of two things can happen. Number one, the knee can't straighten. It doesn't have the strength to straighten your knee. So your knee might buckle and it might fall forward. So it's the opposite of knee hyperextension. But that movement often will cause a fall or at the very least a trip. So that's one thing that can happen if you have weak quad muscles. The second thing that can happen is your knee will lock or hyperextend because since you don't have the strength in your quads to straighten your knee, it's safer and easier for you to just lock your knee. Because if your knee is locked, it's not going anywhere. And so you're less likely to trip or fall or have your knee buckle if the knee is locked. And so you don't even do this consciously. This is a subconscious action that occurs when you have weakness in your quad muscles. And it's trying to protect you. By locking your knee, it's avoiding that risk that it will buckle and that you'll fall. So your brain thinks it's doing a good thing by allowing you to lock your knee, but it actually can worsen the weakness in your quad muscles, and it can also cause pain. I have a lot of clients with knee locking or knee hyperextension, and they will have pain either on the back of their knee or the front of their knee, the inside or outside, and it can completely change the way that you are walking. So that's why it's happening. It's due to weak quad muscles, typically. There are a few other reasons, but I would say 99% of the time that my clients with MS are suffering from knee locking or hyperextending, it is due to weak quad muscles. And actually, one thing that you can do right now to test this out and see how strong your quad muscles are is as you're sitting, I'm assuming we're all sitting right now. If you are driving, do not do this right now. Save this for later. But if you're sitting, sit up tall and engage your belly muscles. So you're in this tall, good posture and go ahead and straighten one knee as straight as you can get it. Hold for a few seconds. And then slowly lower it back down. And now straighten the other knee. So slowly straighten and hold, hold, hold for a few seconds, and then slowly bend. If you were able to do that and fully straighten your knee and add that hold, and it was no issue at all, you likely have good, or at the very least, decent quad strength, at least when you're sitting. But when we stand up, our quad strength might be completely different. You could have great quad strength seated, and then you go to stand up and it's non-existent. So let's get into what exercises you can do to help this. And I just want to start this conversation by sharing that if you are a Missing Link member, if you are in my online MS wellness program, we have a category in our index section that tells you and demonstrates exactly which exercises to do if you suffer from knee locking or knee hyperextension. So right now, I'm just going to list a few of my favorites, but in the Missing Link online program, you will see all of my favorites. And not only that, but there's a video demonstration for each one. So if you're in the Missing Link, definitely go to the index and check that out. If you don't know what the Missing Link is for my online program, I will put a link in the show notes where you can learn more about it and see if it would be a good fit for you and the goals you're working towards. So as you might guess, the first thing that we want to focus on when working towards reducing the knee locking and knee hyperextension is strengthening our quad muscles, because the reason it's happening in the first place is due to weakness in the quad muscles. So of course we want to be able to strengthen them. And you can strengthen them with so many different exercises. So one is a seated exercise that you actually just did as we were testing to see what your strength is like. So I call this exercise the leg kick. It's the one where you're sitting and you straighten one knee as much as you can. Try to get that knee joint as straight as possible. Hold, hold, hold. The longer you hold, the better endurance you have. And then slowly bend the knee so the foot comes down to the ground. And then do the same thing on the other side. So that is a seated exercise. It's one of my favorites because you can do it anywhere. Most of us are sitting the majority of the day. And because that's a seated exercise, you can do just a few repetitions here and there throughout the day And cumulatively, by the end of the day, you might have done 50 repetitions, or maybe even 10 or 20 or 30, just simply from doing a few here and a few there sprinkled throughout the day. Now, you can also do this exercise in standing. And one of my favorite ways to do it in standing is to do a squat exercise, but you're not squatting down all the way. It's more like a mini squat. And so you'll be standing, your feet are hip distance apart, you bend your knees a little, and then you straighten and stand up without letting your knees lock. And that's often the hardest part of this exercise, partially due to the weakness that you're experiencing, but also partially due to the fact that it is a habit. You may have been knee locking or knee hyperextending for years at this point, or maybe it is a brand new symptom for you. But if it's been happening for at least a few months, then it is safe to assume that part of your knee locking is due to the weakness that's involved, and it's also partially due to a habit. Your body is used to you locking your knee. That's where it feels safe. That's where it feels like it's in its comfort zone. So by not allowing yourself to lock the knee, it could feel very unstable. You might feel unbalanced. You might feel a little bit weaker. It's going to feel weird. But doing this mini squat-like action can allow you to strengthen your quad muscles in a standing position. So again, you would bend down into your squat, making sure you have good form. There's a video on that in the missing link. And just a little squat, and then stand up as tall as you can without letting either knee lock. And that works on two things, the strengthening and reducing the habit that's already formed. Another exercise that you can do is more balance oriented, because typically what happens is as we put more weight on one leg, that leg is even more likely to lock or hyperextend. So for example, as you're walking forward, whether you're using a mobility aid or not, as you're taking steps forward, your knee likely is locking when you have the majority of your body weight through that leg. So if your right knee is the knee that tends to hyperextend or lock, then when you have the majority of your weight through your right leg, that's likely when you'll feel that snap backwards. So we can use this to our advantage via exercise. And the way that we would do that is work on shifting our weight towards that right side just enough where we feel like we can manage avoiding the knee locking. And then once you're there, hold for a few seconds and then take the weight off of that leg. So this often looks like you're shifting your weight onto that weaker side just enough where it doesn't lock. You might even feel a little bit of a wobble in the knee. That's a good sign. It means we're really challenging those quad muscles. Hold for a few seconds and then back off. And then shift your weight back onto that leg. And again, this is working on two things. We are first working on strengthening those quad muscles by not allowing that knee to lock. And we are also focusing on telling your brain and your neural pathways that we don't want the knee to lock. Even though it wants to, we are training the brain not to lock. And ultimately, at the end of the day, those are the two things that need to happen to reduce this symptom. We need more strength, and we need our brain and neural pathways to understand that we want to get rid of that old habit. It doesn't need to happen. We're now improving our strength so that we can use that instead. One other exercise that you can do to improve this symptom, so it's affecting you less, is an exercise that I like to call the step ups. Again, we have a video on this in the missing link, and there's actually lots of different ways to do this, but I'm just going to cover the basic one right now, which is if you have a single step in your home, maybe it's on a full flight of stairs, you're just going to use the bottom step, or maybe you just have two or three steps in your home from one room to another, you could use that. If you don't have steps, you could use an aerobic step, or you could even just use a thick book, even a book that's about 2 inches thick. You could put your foot on that or on the step that you decide to use, and then slowly step up onto that step. And you can put your other foot on the book or on the step, or you can leave it hanging off, but you're going to step up and then slowly lower. And then step up and slowly lower. So you're slowly raising whatever height that step is. So if you're on a book that's 2 inches, your height should increase by 2 inches and then lower by 2 inches. Or if you're on a step that's 6 inches, you should raise by 6 inches and then lower by 6 inches. This is a great exercise to strengthen your quads and your glutes, really all of your leg, but especially your quads, especially if you're doing it in the right way with the right form. And we also want to make sure that when you're stepping up to be as tall as you can without the knee locking. Becoming aware of that habit and purposely avoiding that action is part of the exercise. So another exercise that you could do is just as you're walking throughout the day, attempt to avoid that knee locking. Now, that won't always be possible, especially if you are more fatigued or if it's the end of the day or it's just a day where you're feeling a bit weaker. It might be nearly impossible to avoid it. But at all costs, if able to, avoid your knee from locking throughout the day. And I just want to call out one other thing. Again, if you are in the Missing Link online program, we have a few MS-specific exercise classes that are about 30, 35 minutes long that focus specifically on knee control and knee strengthening using these exercises to reduce your knees from buckling forward or locking backward and hyperextending. So if you are in the program, go to our classes category and check those out. The last thing that I wanted to touch on is, are there any tools that can help with knee locking or knee hyperextension? And fortunately, there are. One of the common tools that is recommended, because let's face it, strengthening takes a while. You're not going to notice an improvement overnight in that. So in the meantime, we can use tools to help us while you're gaining that strength. And the tool that is often recommended is an ankle foot orthosis, also referred to as an AFO. Now, you may have heard of AFOs for foot drop, and maybe you do also have foot drop. Sometimes knee hyperextension and foot drop can be closely related, but not always. So you can use an AFO for foot drop, but you can also use an AFO to reduce knee locking and hyperextension. The thing to know about the type of AFO that you would be looking for is the location of the stem that runs from your ankle up to your knee area. So for some AFOs, that stem runs on the front of your shin, the front of your lower leg. In other AFOs, it's on the outside. In other AFOs, it's on the back. And each person walks differently with an AFO. I will say I have some clients who will reduce their knee locking if that stem is on the front of the AFO, therefore the front of their shin. But I have other clients who have worse hyperextension when it's on the front, and they actually improve their walking and reduce that knee hyperextension if the stem is on the back of the AFO, so more of where your calf muscles are, the back of your lower leg. So everyone is different. It really truly requires seeing an orthotist who has lots of different options for you, trying them on, walking with them on, and seeing which one helps you best. I hope this conversation has given you clarity on why this symptom is happening and also lots of suggestions on what you can do to improve it. Because while it might take a while, there are lots of exercises that you can do to improve it. At the end of the day, the main thing we want to be focusing on are two things. Number one, strengthening your quad muscles. And number two, retraining your brain. And we do that by avoiding that bad habit and by implementing less knee locking and hyperextension throughout the day. Are those things going to be challenging? Yes. Are they going to take time to implement and to work for the long haul? Yes, but start somewhere. You truly can see improvements with this if you stay consistent. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'll see you next time. Thank you for listening to today's show. I am so grateful to have you as a listener. If you'd like extra resources, such as a video of one of my seated exercise classes, my favorite core exercises, and the opportunity to ask me your questions, head to missinglink.com/insider. That link will be shared in the show notes, along with links to my social media handles. If you loved this episode and think a friend or family member with MS would benefit from listening, please go ahead and text or email this podcast to them right now. Sharing this podcast will help me educate and empower as many MS warriors as possible. Thanks again for joining, and be sure to tune in next week for another episode of the Missing Link Podcast.